Let's stop judging people because they pick their nose. Let's start judging people based upon what they do immediately afterwards.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're picking your nose in public, then what are you doing with your life?
Well, I think a lot of people act like they don't ever pick their nose in public or private. Let's go ahead and shut that down now.
Okay.
Okay, so that's done.
So we're no more shaming.
Is there anybody out there who doesn't pick their nose?
The only people out there who do not pick their nose are liars.
Amish?
No, I think they just don't like
those buttons. Amish liars.
They don't like those ostentatious buttons.
Or zippers, I don't believe.
Oh, no zippers.
The teeth of the devil.
You can do a button, but it has to be very simple. No zippers.
What is a fancy button, if you don't mind me asking?
Just a button.
I think we should all be allowed to pick our noses, but what you do with it afterwards, now we're getting down to the nitty gritty.
No, but if we're not yeah, sure, why not?
To the nitty gritty?
if we're not shaming people for one thing, we should not shame them for the other.
Well, but here's the deal. I think there's a big difference between a flicker and a roller.
Yeah, I mean, don't play with it.
Okay, you're judging right now.
I'm just setting what I feel to be as a fairly common sense rule. Don't play with it.
And don't pollute. Put it in your pocket.
Or a tissue paper?
A booger stain is a booger earned. You put a little boogie in it.
Just, okay.
Okay, or what about the recyclers? What about the, you know, the people who eat it?
I don't know. Good on them.
What do you think the percentage of people who eat it is? I mean, I don't know how you would have this number.
I was going to say, where do you pull that number from?
Do you think your nose. Do you think that it goes down as you get older or up as you get older? It's got to go down, huh?
No, it definitely goes up.
You think more people eat it?
People who eat it. No, it probably goes down. Just because of all the shaming we do in our society. It's really wrong.
That is the next step, I think, in society, is just letting people do what they need to do with their nasal cleaning situation.
Nose pickers unite.
And also, what is the deal with people in their cars picking their nose? You feel like you're safe. You feel like you're alone, but you're really in a glass box.
Yes.
How do you not nose that?
Well, glass box is stretching a little
bit. I mean, the Pope Mobile.
I've got a windowless unmarked van.
I've noticed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's not terrifying at all. When it comes to luring kids into our unmarked van with nose candy, my name is Ryan.
And my name is Tyler.
And we are those guys you hate. Well, howdy there, my Haitians, and welcome to a show that will not only meet your needs, but will also need your meats. To my left, the man who has never wanted to touch his face more than this very moment, Mr. Tyler Menendez. Tyler, how you been being?
I mean, sad because I can't pick my nose and eat it anymore.
Well, you can.
I mean, I can. Yeah, but Corona and
swim
all that
upstream.
Stuff.
Yeah. Be a salmon.
Yeah.
Don't be a cod.
Anyway.
Sorry.
I'm okay.
Are you?
You know, trying to use this time off, this forced time off to better my mental health. And it's a bag of mixed nuts.
Well, that is, I definitely want to get to that. I have some thoughts on that as well. But quickly, on today's show, an in-depth look at a duck's penis.
Nope. Well, I don't want to see it.
Yeah, in-depth.
We'll
get down to like a cellular level.
I mean, that's fine. As long as I can't see the shape of it, that's
we'll see.
Fine.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Yeah. So what about you, buddy? How you been doing?
Well, here's the deal. With this show, yes, I did stutter but you didn't say on today's show. That's why it kind of threw me off there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Oh, okay. On today's show, more mistakes like this to appear.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Yeah. That's how this show goes.
No, on today's show, I am going to make you say, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Now, episode 2, session 2, like you said, episode 1 was great. It's just that our celebratory shot of tequila kind of took on a life of its own. Oof. We got a little messy there towards the end. And here is the deal. Session 2, you guys are back. Here's what you got to know. what we normally talk about on this show, we do a little segments and that kind of stuff, but we talk about what's going on in life. Now, that has greatly shifted over the last month, as such as you alluded to. Mm-hmm. Now, how have I been doing, you asked? Here's my big news, okay?
I did ask.
There's a woman sitting across the lake, okay? You and I moved into the Menendez mansion, and there is a woman. I've told you about this woman many times.
Many times. You've pointed her out to me.
Yeah. She sits outside of her house, okay? And she does not have a phone. She does not have a book. She does not have a newspaper. She does not have a crossword puzzle. She does not have a tic-tac-toe board. She ain't doing Sudoku. She's sitting out by the lake, and she's staring off into the middle nothing.
Okay.
Okay? So, I've been studying her.
Not the creepiest thing you've ever said, but it's probably in the top 25.
And don't think that I haven't noticed that she's been studying me too. And I think that I figured it out.
What else does she have to do other than study her surroundings?
Well, she's contemplating something.
Are you sure it's not a corpse?
She's going to kill herself.
Oh, wow. That took a dark turn.
She's going to kill herself. And I think that it is my mission to save her.
Okay. What so are you Tyler, do? Are you going to go out there and flex?
I'm watching her and I figured out the whole scenario and we got to figure this out. I'm worried about her.
It's an old woman sitting alone and you think she's going to kill herself.
I think it's an old woman. It's very far away. It could just be a coat hung up out there or something like that, but I'm pretty sure it's an old woman. And I'm very worried about
her. She's very clearly had plenty of time to finish the job and she's still standing or sitting in this case. I don't know. That's a weird conclusion that you're jumping to.
Slowest form of suicide, staying alive.
Technically the truth.
Okay. I live my life into technicality.
So how are you going to help her? Are you going to go kill her? Speed up the process?
That's all I wrote down on the iPad. I don't have any other answers for you than this. I honestly, from very far away, shtick all done. I can't see her facial expression, but she is just sitting and looking off. And I'm big on the meditation and all that stuff. So I'm totally cool with it. But it's hard not to write this story in your head after seeing this woman sit outside for 3 hours a day with nothing.
Why don't you just go jog around the lake?
Oh, it's in the backyard, so it'd be very awkward.
What do you mean it's in the backyard?
It's in the backyard. I mean, if I jog around, you'd probably stay on the street. You know what I mean?
No, I mean jog around the actual lake. Jog around the water.
Yeah, I don't know.
You love staring into people's homes.
Yeah, so but not while they know. That's why our next door neighbors have shut their windows.
That is a true story, ladies and
gentlemen. It's a window into their kitchen. I'm not looking into their bedrooms. It's just, look, bro, if you're going to leave your window open, I'm going to look in it.
And not just look in it. He is going to stare.
I mean, only if there's something interesting going on.
I'm just saying, it's creepy what he does. He will position himself in our living room so he can stare through that window.
That is not 100% accurate.
Well, it doesn't happen anymore because you can't look through the blinds.
I'm trying to figure out how to get rid of that blind. All right, Tyler, let's slide into something that we do all the time. It is called the Depression Index.
Oh, this is what we're doing now?
Yeah, this is what we're doing just for now. The Depression Index is a machine that I built with my hands to explain to you guys where we are on our mental journey. And the reason that we do it is so you can decide whether you want to stay with this shit or not. We call it the Depression Index.
Ryan, I don't want to turn this.
You have no choice. Everybody else can shut this off if they want to. You are literally locked in here.
First of all, the door is unlocked. Second of all, the glass is thin.
Yes.
Third of all.
Are you going to go out of here like a stuntman?
Third of all, this thing is more deadly than any of those other things that I just said.
Well, it's funny because I have, just to up the ante just a little bit, sprayed this whole thing down with coronavirus. Tyler, why don't you go first?
Topical reference.
A topical cream will not help you. Oi! Two? Oh, dude.
I hate you for this.
Ugh. Oh!
Six.
Six. Okay, that's not bad. I've noticed you've, and it's obviously, I have no clue what's going on in your mind. You seem like you've been in pretty good spirits these last couple days.
Neither do I. It's been up and down.
Well, I mean, isn't it always?
But it's been much more pronounced. Like there are moments throughout my day where I'm thinking like, man, I got to go clean my room.
Yeah.
And then I'll go do like a couple things, and then my brain will just shut down. Like the depression will just envelop me, and I have to go lie down from doing nothing.
But I mean, I think, and again, from the outside looking in, I would say that that's an uptick from before, because there was a period there where it was just straight up all the way through.
Yeah, definitely. Just the one thing I will say is that you get kind of like mesmerized when you're down that long. Because that becomes your reality.
You go numb
like,
to it.
Like, that's it.
Yeah.
And but with what I've been doing recently is I've been way up and then I crash. Way up and then crash. So it's great to have the ups. It's just the crashes are just rough.
But that's the buildup, though, man. That's the buildup. And then you get afraid of the crashes less. I'll do mine very quickly. And I want to say just, I think it's going to help saying this out loud. Session one, for the first time in a while, I was nervous again. You know what I mean? Hence
I'm nervous now.
I'm nervous now too, and that's why I'm saying it out loud. I can't wait till you and I can get back into our rhythm.
Agreed.
That we had on session zero.
I was gonna say, and it was so crazy. Session zero just flowed.
It flowed.
Was just perfect.
And, but you know what? We got to go through this, and we hope that you guys give us a chance to find our legs.
Yeah,
right. So let's get into the topical idea of this whole COVID-19 thing. It's been a crazy ride. I went through it for a couple days because I'm such a social guy and I was feeling really good. And this just changed everything. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But something you said earlier is what I wanted to touch on this time. With this, I mean, man, does this not show you what kind of an illusion we're living in? Where you and I were making those jokes a little while ago about how the economy is not real and about how money is not real.
Yeah.
That seems pretty obvious, doesn't it?
Well, it's real. It's just incredibly fragile.
In terms of what we thought was the most important thing in the world, that's totally shut off. That's done. We are living in a totally different reality of something. So what you said really stuck out to me, and it's what I've written down here. Is this going to break me, or is it going to make me better? My whole paradigm has shifted, and I am struggling on a daily basis, but I want to answer the call. I want to do a better job. I want to, instead of drinking at noon, I want to tighten up on my discipline. You know what I mean?
You sound like an idiot, right?
Yeah, I understand. And I've been, you know, I lost the gym. The gym is such a big part of my life. I've been going outside and running. I'm going down to my park right here and doing pull-ups and all that stuff. All these families are outside. The earth is regenerating from all these factories being shut off for such a short period of time. And there's 776 million children that are off of school right now.
Yes.
They're all outside throwing the ball back and forth to each other. When was the last time that happened?
Corona, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Jesus.
It's Corona time.
Reel in your children.
So I'm going to end with this, okay? Because I want this show to be a mix of something spiritual and something scientific.
Yeah, because that was very heavy, what we just did.
Well, every now and then, we're going to throw one of these in your lap. It's not all going to be poop jokes, brother. Every 27 days, you shed all of your skin cells. That's a scientific fact. You completely regenerate all, brand new, every 27 days, start to finish.
You are absolutely right. I would know because I collect mine.
Yes, I've noticed. And we need to talk about that because I feel like I'm living with fucking Howard Hughes.
That's not a mannequin that's in my room. It's just made purely out of dead skin cells.
And have you been fucking it? Why is there a banana peel heated up in there? That means every 27 days you have completely regenerated your skin cells. You were literally not made to hold on to anything. We love you, you pieces of shit.
That was deep, bro.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
Did you...
My voice just cracked again. That's like the third time.
You have not mangled your hand yet by spinning the crane.
And we're turning it back
that
up.
That is weird.
You know, I'm going to tell you, I am at a four, man. Like, this has been really hard, but I want for this to make me better, and I'm committed to that. Oh, God. I'm at a one.
Oh my God, ladies and gentlemen, he has a finger just dangling from a string.
That's my pointing finger.
Not anymore.
Oh my God.
Now it's your flopping finger.
Oh, it's my flappy hand. Grab my strong hand. Now, really quickly, and I don't know if you're going to have an issue with this, and maybe it's bad that I'm taking such a penultimate spot in the show in between the week in review and the depression index. Mm-hmm. But I have had a lot of time on my hands. And just like we were talking about, I want to use this time to, I want to fill this time up. I don't want to just sit around and watch Netflix. I want to do better for myself. So if you will permit me for 30 seconds, I've decided to write my own album, and I don't want to cross-pollinate here. I don't want to take this time to, you know, talk about something else, but it's important to me, and I kind of hope that you'll back me up.
You know, usually people become super famous before they take on side projects and break up the band, Yoko Ono.
Listen to me. We're coming at this thing sideways. We're not doing it like everybody else.
You're not doing it like everybody
else. Who are you trying to be like?
Me?
You're coming up like Bill Cosby. Sorry. All right.
You feel
so
good about that?
I don't feel good about anything that's ever happened to me. So here's what we're going to do.
You have a son.
My favorite album you heard me. My favorite album in the whole world is The Beatles' The White Album. You know that.
Oh, yeah. You won't shut up about
it. And the reason is because I feel like they represent every genre of music and they do it unbelievably. So over these next couple weeks, I want to give you just a little taste of what I've been working on. Okay?
I can't wait.
Here is the first song that I want to give you guys. It's a little country number, and it's called I Believe. Okay? Thank you for letting me do this. I believe in miracles and bacon with my breakfast. Unicorns and puppy dogs in a Lone Star State of Texas. I believe in you and me and a love you can't disparage. What I don't believe in is interracial marriage. All right. Thank you so much.
What did that just say?
It's like a country ballad. It's
saying
like
it right now. I don't believe in interracial
marriage. No. It's a country ballad.
You can be a bigot in that tone.
Listen, I don't want to bring that here.
I don't.
Listen, they're two separate entities.
You did.
They're two separate entities. Let's not get this all.
I don't believe in interracial marriage. No,
you're looking too deeply into this whole thing. Have you ever heard of metaphor, Tyler?
We're going to get shut down before we even get started.
Have you ever heard of metaphor, Tyler? Rose is a rose by any other name. Have you ever heard of old Billy Shakespeare?
I'm not okay with this.
Old Billy Shakespeare. Well, let's see if you are okay with the Week in Review. Damn it! Let's see if you are okay with Week in Review.
Stupid idiot!
Damn, I fucked that up.
Nothing on the end there?
Good God. What are you talking about? That's the classic, and that's the way it's always been, and that's the way it'll always be.
All
so
right.
You can go ahead and count on that. Week in Review, Session 2, Tyler. Did you know, you probably did because I just told you, now we're recording it again, that the number 2 is the only even prime number?
I did know that.
How'd you know that?
I learned it somewhere.
I picked it up somewhere recently. Tyler, on last week's show, I unintelligently discussed culling, specifically about deer.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what culling is?
Where you trim the population
down. Mm-hmm. Now, did I know what the F I was talking about?
I don't know. Did you?
We're going to find out.
Okay.
This comes from an article in The Guardian. Now, culling is, and I looked up the deer just like I was talking about. Culling is, like you said, keeping a population at a number that is best for the environment.
Okay.
What happens? It's like a balance of the deer and the environment. What happens is if there are too many deer, they eat out the understory of the woods, which, the medium to low part where their heads would be able to reach, obviously. And then there's nowhere for other mammals and birds to roost. So it totally throws off the homeostasis.
Such a big smile on your face as you said that.
And if there are too many, deer, the population can become diseased.
Okay. Yeah,
so,
that makes sense.
Yeah, right.
I think there's like a tick that like ticks them out or something.
And that's the whole thing that I was saying is that it's nature's way of keeping things balanced.
Yeah.
Now a culling is man-made, but nature invented man.
And I believe nature is the best killer.
Nature is the best killer. I'll take that.
Sure. Why not?
Nature. Slowest form of suicide.
Sounds deep. I just want to point out that last week, speaking about himself, Ryan said, and I quote, "This fast twitch muscle fiber is made for beating the shit out of 8-year-olds.
Did I say that?
You did say
that. That doesn't even make any sense.
I don't have a follow-up. Have a comment. I just wanted to bring awareness to this.
That is an unfortunate little tidbit to have floating around the internet. I will agree with that. So looking into that culling, The reason that we brought it up is because of population. Last week I talked about what if this coronavirus was the mother nature keeping our population under wraps. Mm-hmm. It seems possible, much like the way that the deer become diseased. We're becoming diseased. It made me think about, do you remember that thing that we've talked about geometric progression, where if you take a piece of paper and you fold it in half, it is now double the size of the piece of paper. Mm-hmm. Do you know where I'm going with this?
Please continue. No.
Okay. Do you know how many times, if I took this piece of paper right here, a standard little slice of paper, mm-hmm. is it a slice?
Sure.
I'll take it. I'll just take it. You know what?
A little sliver.
Can I have it with pepperoni, please? Okay. You take it, you fold it over. It is now doubled. Okay. Much like population. The more you have, the more you have babies, the more that you double. Mm-hmm. So you take this and you fold it again. How many times do you think you would have to fold this piece of paper right here to reach the moon?
I don't know. Like 1,000.
This sounds like a math trick, but the answer is 42 times.
Hmm.
42 times. And the idea of that whole thought experiment is to prove to you how quickly exponential growth works. So if you keep doubling, it explodes so quickly. If you look at the population growth in the last, since like the 1700s, which is a very short time of how long the earth has been here, it has gone like a skyscraper.
Yeah. 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 People be fucking, Ryan.
Yes. Especially down here in Miami.
People be fucking.
You just made liquid go into my nose.
Ryan did an English accent last week, and not only was it hilariously bad, but
what?
Also mildly offensive.
What in the hell? Yeah, you're right. Actually,
yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
Last week we talked about whether or not they have subways in California.
Okay. Do they?
Well, because the reason we don't have subways here, do you think that everybody knows that we don't have subways in Miami?
I would think so. Well, I mean, we're right on ocean level. I mean, we're about to be below it.
I think of California as being the same.
Again, I will ask, doesn't California have mountains?
California does have mountains, but California is a big state.
Okay. Yeah. So go ahead.
They do.
Okay, great. Last week we asked ourselves, am I a bear?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I meant to look this up.
Yes.
All right.
Well, I went straight to the source and text one of my best friends who is gay.
Okay.
And I asked him, hey, am I a bear? Don't ask me why. Just am I a bear?
Right.
He would say, I would say, no, you are not hairy. Bears are like men that are hairy and on the thicker side.
Okay. So you're half a bear.
No, I'm fat. I'm not thick.
You're
thick
a cub.
Thick is thick.
Okay.
I'm just fat.
So being a bear has nothing to do with your personality type or your aggression level.
I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah. That's fair. Yeah. I want to find out what I am. Send him a picture of my 8-year-old ass kicking fast twitch muscle fiber.
You're a dainty top. We've already covered this.
I'm happy to be a cherry on your sundae. I have no problem with that.
I did not invite you into this.
Well, I'm sliding into that whipped cream. Okay, Tyler,
enough.
On last week's show, you said something that really stuck with me all week, and I have not been able to shake it.
So it's not going to be a good thing. I could just go out, expose myself, and not worry about it. Oh dude, that is so taken out of context.
I honestly know this is like a...
This is bullshit.
I know this is a comedy podcast, but that has stuck with me all week.
I could just go out, expose myself, and not worry about it. Ladies and gentlemen, Ryan has control of the soundboard. I have no ability.
I'm not 100% sure that any of this is true.
To do this,
I told you.
He's gone back and sliced up my voice to make it sound like I want to run out and expose people.
I'm not trying. Everybody has enough to worry about. The only point that I'm making is 776 million children are out of school, and we got this guy running around.
I could just go out, expose myself, and not worry about it.
Oh my, somebody call the Red Cross.
Why can't a man just go out and expose himself in peace?
And penises.
Am I allowed to acknowledge that Ryan's 1-800 number was a terrible idea, minus that last guy? He had some good points, but other than him, just a terrible idea all around.
That last guy was mentally challenged. We actually looked into it.
No, we did not.
Yeah, he was slobbering and pooping in his pants.
That doesn't make him mentally challenged.
Maybe he's just lazy. All right. I'm all done with week in review. I don't know if you are.
The last few things that I have is, you already touched on it. We devolved into dark jokes by the end of the last episode. Lots of F-bombs.
We got real sloppy.
Thank
there.
You, tequila.
We need to go back and re-record that last segment.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah, we should.
And Ryan keeps referring to it as tape. Just still calling it tape.
What
recording?
What is
on,
it? Reel? What is it? Reel to reel?
On to tape.
Microfiche?
That is Week in Review.
Ding it. Yeah. Dinging it, brother. Now, let's go ahead. Let's move on very quickly. And I want to, the elephant in the room, let's get this out of there. The thing that you...
My favorite segment.
You seem to hate it, so let's just get it out of the way. And I don't even want to make a big deal out of it.
We could just not do it.
No. Let's just do it very quickly, and we'll get it over with. I don't want to make a big deal. Let's just do Tyler Menendez observations. So what this is Tyler and I have moved into the Menendez mansion together, and he lives not unlike a giant baby. So I've been watching him, and I feel like this is a way that we could really help you out, Tyler. What do you think about it? Is it growing on you? God, this is a jam, isn't it?
The music's pretty good. But I still hate the segment.
Oh, man. So here's what I got for you this week. And here's what I'm thinking. Our lives went crazy when you were such a little kid. And I don't think that for a long time you had anybody to help you out.
Uh-huh.
So I'm here to help, Tyler. Mm. I'm here to help grow you up.
By announcing my shortcomings to the world?
First of all, don't you say that you want to get rid of some of your shame, right? Much like me talking about my disgusting mattress.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, it's fucking funny, man. It's fucking funny.
Just get this over with.
Please. All right.
Stop dancing like an idiot and get this over with.
I feel like I'm at what's that summer concert where everybody wants to be?
Just get this over
where
with!
Where they have the flower crowns on. What's that called?
Ultra?
No. It's in California.
Oh,
Do they have subways in California?
Anyway.
So, we went out and played. I told you I was going to use this one. You already know it.
Mm.
We went out and we played basketball for like an hour. I, in trying to stay alive during this crisis, bought a basketball hoop.
Mm.
And we played for a long time. You got very sweaty.
I wouldn't say that sweaty.
I would say pretty sweaty. You had dirt on your face. And you...
Just the bridge of my nose.
Yes, you did. And you did not take a shower until much later, which is, okay, that already is a bit weird. But you were all up in your bed.
I was not all up
in my
bed.
Don't pick at your hand. Your body language is going defensive.
I was not all up in my bed. I was sitting on the edge of my bed.
Nope.
Yes, I was.
All right. I'm just saying that we need to get this out there. We, as a show, and the listeners...
This isn't how you deal with shame.
One Tooth, Alex, we're all going to raise you up.
This isn't how you deal with shame.
How do you deal with shame? You point and laugh, and when you wet the bed, you hang it outside and tell everybody Tyler Dunn did it?
Or you let the person say it themselves.
Nah, that's a good... You'll never say it. I'm helping.
That's not true.
I am forcing your shame out into public.
That's very helpful.
And finally, my last thing that I have about this is, you know what I think would be really great?
Mm.
What if you started doing Ryan Menendez observations? I bet you'd come up with something really funny because I'm a dickhead.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could just tell people what kind of a rude jerk I am.
Yeah, yours are all just mean.
But true or false, don't I come back to you and I go, hey, Tyler, you know what? That was shitty of me. And
you
I'm really
do,
sorry.
But you keep doing it.
I lose myself in the moment. I was so upset today trying to get ready for the show and my son was here. And bro, while I was in the middle of acting like a baby, I'm like, I am so sorry. I cannot help this. And that is Tyler Menendez Observations. That's a jam right there. All right, Tyler. And quickly before we get to your segment, I will tell you this. I read something today off of the official Twitter account of the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene.
Okay.
And I say that as if I have Twitter, which I don't. I actually got this somewhere else, so I'm lying to you.
Gotcha.
Kissing can spread COVID-19 and rimming might spread it.
Well, I guess I've got it.
You are your safest sex partner. Masturbation will not spread COVID-19, especially if you wash your hands. And then parenthetically, it says, and any sex toys.
Mm.
Do you think that that's to women or are guys using sex toys during masturbation?
Oh, man, guys put stuff up their ass all the time.
Yeah, we're going back to that. Huh? You can put your penis in something, right?
It's true.
Yeah,
I'm just saying hospitals across the country, across the world, it's a common problem that they get where guys come in and there's just stuff shoved up their ass.
Yeah. And people are kind of, freestyle walking with their sex toys, huh? They're just kind of doing their thing.
Well, no, these are people who I'm assuming have shame and they try to hide it from people. Yeah. So they just do it like in the...
because you couldn't go into a sex store and buy...
Whenever they have alone and they don't
Benoit
know
balls.
That you need a...
A flared bottom?
You need a flared bottom because that will get sucked up in there.
Or else you will have a flared bottom. Yeah. Okay. So that's, I feel like we're kind of doing like a public service announcement here.
Absolutely. Do not put things in your bottom unless they have a flared bottom.
If you're a guy and you have to clean up sex toys every time you jerk off, you are really committing to the cause.
You have to clean up your sex toys every single time? Don't you think that would be like a necessary thing to do?
You know, you saying that to me just makes me think, what the fuck? And that is a perfect way to throw it to your segment.
Is that a perfect way to throw it to my segment?
What's yours called? What the shit?
What the fuck?
Oh, okay. How awkward for me. Tyler, hit me with that segment, buddy.
You got it, buddy. For this segment, I have chosen three things that I feel obligated to ask. What the fuck? Okay, I'm going to need you and the audience to brace yourselves because some of this is going to get pretty graphic. So if you have kids in the car,
turn it up.
What the fuck are you doing listening to us?
Yeah, kid, shut the fuck up. Your mom's listening to something.
All right, first off, Ryan, are you ready?
I am ready.
Incest porn.
You have my attention.
Ryan, I would like to start off by saying that this is not intended to kink shame anyone. I myself have fallen victim to delving too far into that gaping maw of eternal hunger and bloodthirsty rage that is the internet. I myself have seen things that I'm ashamed to admit I've watched and subsequently got off to. Every man, and I'm sure plenty of women too, have experienced that horrifying moment right as you come and you're brought back down to earth and all you're left with is shame while you regain full control of your mental faculties. You stare forward in dumbfounded denial as the rational side of your brain slowly realizes what you've just done. Now, I know there are many things out there that are much, much worse than incest porn. Here are some examples. Baby animal crushing fetish.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that is a real thing.
Yeah, that's a pretty awful one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Poop fetish.
I mean,
think two girls, one cup, or big fan of poop fetish?
No.
Hitler?
Yes, Hitler was a big fan of the poop fetish.
He was a big fan of the scat.
But you know what the deal is? Is that one at least isn't hurting anybody as long as the other person is in on it.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. No. The baby animal crushing fetish is you're a monster.
You're on your way to doing some much worse stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
If
that's what's getting your dick hard, like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vorophilia. Or the thought of being consumed or eaten along with digested.
Mm. So wait a minute. Part of the fantasy is all being in the stomach?
Part of the fantasy can be in the stomach, but it usually deals with being eaten by a much larger humanoid.
Okay, we could go through those options after we're done recording session two.
Period porn.
Yeah.
The list goes on and on, Ryan.
I hope not.
Again, this is not a kink shame, but I honestly do not understand what's hot about watching a mom fuck her son or a dad fucking his daughter, which, let's all be honest, is 1,000 times creepier.
Yeah,
Ryan,
it's all bad.
Ryan, what the fuck?
Here's the deal. The internet will from what I've heard, I've done some research. I've never actually looked at it myself, where they'll just slap that shit on anything. So it really has nothing to do with the video. They're just putting that on because it gets eyes, which is weird.
That, I mean, when it goes back to my first point, what the fuck, ladies and gentlemen?
I don't know. It's like, hey, look, we have this really great porn video, but nobody's going to watch it. So let's pretend like it's an uncle and a niece.
And it turns out to be a shitty porn.
I hate nieces to pieces. Sorry.
Okay. Oh, hey, Ryan, let's do a fun game of Would You Rather.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it right before I move on to my next what the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather you would have to get off on a video of baby animal crushing fetish?
Okay.
Or you get off to Hitler getting off to two girls, one cup, and that is live.
Well, man, that would be quite a story to tell, wouldn't it? I mean, maybe just on that thought alone, because I am such a... bloviating gas bag, I would like to be like, oh, this one time I was in a room with Hitler and he was being shit on.
You'd have to say I was jerking off to Hitler, who was then jerking off to the two girls, one cup.
I feel like I could leave that part out. I don't have to tell.
No, you have to tell everyone.
Please. Why all of a sudden I'm going to start telling the truth in this,
hypothetical situation.
In this hypothetical galaxy.
So which one is it?
I don't want animals to die. So I'm watching.
Pooping it.
A neo-Nazi splooge to poop.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Okay. Moving on.
Yes, please. Jeez.
People who play videos on full blast on their phone in public.
Just the worst kind of people.
Ryan, this is meant to shame whomever does this to the fullest extent that shame can be forced upon someone.
Yeah.
Never once in my life have I spoken on behalf of a group of the population. As a matter of fact, I think someone unofficially representing others should happen very, very rarely. An example would be someone who is punctual, speaking on behalf of everyone who arrive on time, telling everyone who is late that they're shitheads.
Okay, that's fair.
As someone who was always late when he was younger and still struggles with it today, I'm on the side of the punctual people. With that being said, how selfish can you be? How much of an arrogant, self-absorbed, Terry Schiavo brain capacity fuckface do you need to be to not understand how rude that is?
Do you think anybody knows who Terry Schiavo is?
If not, then they're really not going to get that joke, are they?
No.
If the purge were real, I'd leave the Epsteins and the Trumps of the world alone and just make a list of people who do this, and I would hunt every single one of them down, Ryan. What the fuck?
Well, I will tell you this. I'm big on the spiritual journey. I'm big on the getting to know yourself and understanding people. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And having some compassion. You get mad at people for things that you do yourself and all these different things. And the things that get you mad are what you get mad at other people for.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, I think you should be judge and jury. If somebody does that around you, you should be allowed to shoot them to kill them.
I'm so glad we're on the same page.
Dude, you and I have never been more lockstep.
And on to our third what the fuck. Are you ready, Ryan?
I am so ready.
Platypuses. Ryan, what the fuck?
Wow, that's a tough one.
It's weird. The only mammal that lays eggs. It's got a stinger.
It's got a spur. Yeah.
Super weird.
A poisonous spur. Mm-hmm. A real Pokemon.
Mm-hmm. Really scared me as a kid.
Really?
Yeah. During science class and they showed me that stinger and they said it's very venomous. I was a scared little child.
There's a lot. Then or now? There are a lot of things that I like that.
I said little.
Yeah,
fair. You know what used to terrify me as a kid?
What did it?
Oh, and that is what the fuck.
Bing, very nice.
You know what used to scare me as a kid? Quicksand.
We saw somebody almost get taken by quicksand.
But that was like mud. It wasn't true quicksand.
We were on vacation with our stepdad, and he stepped in the wrong place. And he went down to what? Like his mid-shin?
Yeah. No, it was so much deeper than
further
that.
Further than that?
It was almost up to his hips.
And we were all laughing, and he was not.
Well, we had just gotten off whitewater rafting the boats, so we're standing on the bank, and everything is obviously wet, and he and our mother collect stones. Like stones from particular places.
Well, you know, that started when I was in a band and I didn't have enough money to bring her something back. I would bring her a rock from a different part of the earth.
I did not know that.
And you could see the difference in the rocks. It was very cool. And I was very cheap.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, that goes without saying.
Still am.
But he went looking for a rock that would suit their
needs.
Like
a pussy.
And he stepped in some mud that was not solid in any way.
No,
and he sank so fast that he was almost up to his waist, literally less than a second. So our brains didn't have time to register fear. We had already seen him stop. He wasn't sinking anymore.
Yeah, that's fair. That's totally fair.
And so there was a moment of bewilderment, like, what the hell just happened?
Yeah.
And then we all, due to the shock of the situation, just started dying of
it
laughter.
It was so funny.
Hilarious.
He was not laughing.
No, he had to climb out. It was also funny.
Do you know what you're supposed to do in that scenario?
Isn't it lean back and make yourself as flat as possible?
Well, in kind of bicycle kick. Mm. Bicycle, maybe we can review. That'd be something interesting to look up.
Fair enough.
Now, after last week's episode went out, there has been a real surge, Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
I have had so many people getting in contacting me, wanting me to be their significant other. Okay?
I'm sorry, what?
Males, females. Okay. It has been a tidal wave.
Did we not put my phone number out there?
We did.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate. I just keep getting this one phone call where this guy keeps breathing heavily.
This is Waldo. And really quickly, apropos of nothing, Uptown Girl is a workout banger.
Dude, come on, man. You got to come with a real song.
I'm dead serious about that.
Uptown Girl.
She went living in a podcast world. I'm telling you, listen to it. It's a banger. It is a banger. So
I'm so glad both you and I knew the words to that song.
We nailed it.
Nailed it.
Wait, you're Billy, I'm Joel. So I figured I could just make this easier. We could cut down some of the tidal wave of this incoming communique by just maybe if I told certain people, hey, you don't even have a shot. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you one of my deal breakers. You've given me one of yours. Yours, I don't want to go over it again. It made me very uncomfortable. Maybe you could give me another one. Is there something else that you have that's a deal breaker?
Well, we did the chewing with the mouth open. That's rough.
Session zero.
That's
rough. Right.
No booty touching. That's a tough one.
Yep. Tried not to.
I will say if I'm going to be sincere, I will say anybody, if I'm out with you and to a waiter, to a bartender, to anybody, who is providing you service, if you talk shit to them,
if you're rude
to them, I will walk away from you.
Yeah. Listen, if you know somewhere to find a waiter or a bartender, you let me know and I will go there. Yes, you can tell a lot about people by the way that they treat their mother, by the way they treat their kids, and by the way they treat somebody who is serving
them. Who they perceive to be less than.
Yes, exactly right. Mm. Okay, mine is a little bit more serious than yours, okay?
Okay.
If you eat all the popcorn before the movie has started, done. We're finished. I'm leaving.
That's more serious.
Do you understand very specific type of person?
Than being kind to people?
You can't make it through the fucking previews, brother.
But what's the difference?
That's movie popcorn.
Why?
That ain't let's all go to the lobby and have ourselves a snack popcorn.
You're sitting in the theater.
I get to decide what I like and you decide what you like.
So then buy your own goddamn popcorn.
Oh, that is my popcorn. Don't you worry about that.
So you buy your own popcorn and then you just let others eat it and then bitch when they eat too much?
Well, what do I bitch about if they didn't, you know? All right, Tyler.
My life is too good. I don't have anything else to bitch about.
Have you gathered any news this week?
I have.
Would you mind telling it to me?
Can I tell it to the audience and then you can listen along?
Write it on a piece of paper and slide it over here.
Got you. I'll mail it to you.
Let's do our news report. What are you calling this?
Like I said last week, we're going to be doing today's news of the week.
Today's news of the... I like that,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, it stays the same.
That's pretty good.
Ryan, I do not want to make a habit of starting this segment with bad news.
Okay.
But I'm sorry to report that the end times are here.
Yeah, we are definitely in the end of everything that we've ever had. Yes. You're right about that.
I am not happy having to bring you and our listeners this very depressing news, but I must, as a news gatherer, I hope you understand.
Please. Oh, dude, I mean, that's the only reason that we keep you around is because of how credible you are.
You will be shocked by this story.
Okay, I will pucker my
butt
now.
Dare I say, confused, huh? Bewildered, baffled, flummoxed, bemused, aghast, dismayed, even jarred, Ryan.
I think you said bemused twice.
I said bewildered and bemused.
Okay, fair enough.
Try to keep up with the vernacular, Ryan.
I can't, I'm old, I can't keep it up.
Are you ready for this news, Ryan?
Hit me, brother. I'm bewildered and bemused.
Waffle House has closed 365 locations across the United States.
Is that true?
That is true.
Oh, I'm dead ass serious. Waffle House brings me back to a very good time in my life. Mm,
Waffle House is fantastic.
Dude, I'm pretty sure whatever that is over there, it is not cheese, and it is delicious.
When's the last time you had Waffle House?
Within the last year. Oh. There's one over on Griffin Road, and it is great.
Haven't been in like 15 years.
I don't think that anybody has wiped down the table that I sat at in 15 years, but, and they still have the waitress on the other side of the counter, so you're sitting like, you're sitting in a...
I think we should probably get back to the news.
I like them smothered and covered. Go ahead, Tyler.
You know what? I actually learned something very interesting while working on this story specifically.
Wait, is this still the Waffle House story?
Yeah, okay.
Continue.
Have you ever heard of the Waffle House Index, Ryan?
The Waffle, it's where the Waffle House tells you how depressed they are so you know whether or not you want to eat?
I will say close.
All right.
The Waffle House Index is an informal metric used by FEMA to determine the effect of a catastrophe, usually a big storm, and the likely scale of assistance required for disaster recovery. There are three levels: green, yellow, and red. Green means full menu and limited damage, if any at all. Yellow means limited menu, damage, and limited power. Red, the restaurant is closed, indicating severe damage or flooding. The term was actually coined by former head of FEMA, Craig Fugate, I think I'm saying.
Nailed it.
In which he says, if you get there and the Waffle House is closed, that's bad.
So what you're saying is they're using Is that because Waffle House is the last thing to close down?
Always open. It is always the first to shut, the last to shut down, and the first to reopen.
Do you know why that is?
No idea.
Huh. I'm wondering if it has something to do with how easy things are to cook, or...
You know what? I think I read something in there that they primarily rely on gas-powered...
Oh.
So they don't rely on electricity.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And I mean, are the towels to wipe down the tables gas-powered? Because that shit ain't happening.
Nope, those are all electrical-powered.
And so the waitresses are on the other side of the counter. You're in the little booth, and they're to the side of you.
Still doing this, huh?
Yeah, I wanted to get it out, and you shamed me.
I just realized we were getting very off-topic.
Listen, that's what we are here, okay? Awful house.
Hey!
There you go.
Hey, we got to copyright that, send it to yourself.
I'm writing it on an envelope right now.
A loss, but not really, for perverts everywhere, Ryan. Playboy.
Yeah, because they shut the window.
Playboy will be closing its doors due to coronavirus, and it is unlikely to ever open again. This is an end of an era, Ryan.
First of all, they've closed Playboy 100 times now. And second of all, if I were to find out that the coronavirus came directly from that fucking lagoon over there, I would 100% believe it.
Would you get in that lagoon?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Me and Corey Feldman. Fuck yeah. Let's do this thing, bro.
Corey Feldman?
He's a man now. I don't have to worry about it anymore.
Wow. It's our place.
I'm so sorry. Did we drink tequila this time?
Also, GameStop. GameStop will be closing its doors as well. GameStop has been struggling financially for a while now and tried to remain open with the CEO announcing that they were an essential company. Did you hear about this?
I did hear about this.
Yeah, they were trying to...
No details, but I heard about it.
They were trying to say that they were an essential, like hospitals and restaurants.
There's certain... How do they get to decide who's essential and who's not essential?
Essential is things you need to survive.
But I mean, those things seem very different depending on where you go. Why is Home Depot essential?
I don't know.
In case I want to put a new faucet in.
Anyway.
Yeah.
That didn't fly very long as an essential, and they are shut down, and they are unlikely to reopen, just like Playboy. Just like Playboy, they have gone the way of the dinosaur. We don't need you anymore. We have the internet.
And you know what the whole deal is? All those guys, just like Playboy, are getting laid left and right over at GameStop.
Is that a shot of nerds everywhere?
Not everywhere, just at GameStop.
My cult is going to be so upset with your cult.
Well, luckily, your cult can't be touched by sunshine, so I should be fine as long as I stay in the street.
We're going to ruin all your cult's 401ks.
Bring him into my bubble!
All right, you ready for the last story?
Hit me!
For our last story, we are going to go to Colorado. We're going back to Colorado.
Are we
going to
see Blucifer?
No, that thing terrifies me. Huge balls.
Yeah, I've seen him.
We got to do that again.
Up close and personal.
It went so well on Session Zero, we should do Blucifer again.
I think like somewhere an hour and a half, we did Conspiracy Theory Edition. Yeah, you're right.
Yes. So we're heading to Colorado where we're going to discuss a mother and daughter who ran a funeral home. Recently, they were charged of 6 counts of mail fraud and 3 counts each of illegal transportation of hazardous materials. Can you guess why, Ryan? That's right! Tax evasion!
Was it because of tax evasion?
Wait, no, they were selling body parts. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, okay.
Selling body parts. The duo opened the funeral home in 2009, which just so happens to be the same year the daughter started a nonprofit donor service that operated out of the same address as the funeral home.
And do you think that she knew that she was going to do something sideways right at the very beginning?
Absolutely.
Man, that is crazy.
So this was back in 2009, and they operated up until recently. So the donor starts this nonprofit, and they would offer grieving families cremation services, but they would rarely, if ever, perform said service. Through the nonprofit, they would harvest the organs and sell them to customers who use them for scientific, medical, or educational purposes. It's almost like what H.H. Holmes did, minus the murder mansion and
they didn't kill anybody.
They didn't kill anybody. They just stole bodies from families and then would sell them.
Does it tell you on there how much money they were getting for him?
I tried to look up. I could not find... Oh, no.
What does a hand get me? If I have a right hand...
They were offering cremations for $1,000, But then they
But then they weren't cremating.
But then they weren't cremating. But then
what were they giving them instead?
Just ashes of something.
Our old cat.
So they would through the nonprofit, they would harvest the organs and sell them to customers who use them for those reasons that I listed. But due to all the money they were earning from the illegal portion of their business, they were able to offer lower prices on cremations to ensure that they would never run out of inventory.
Wow, that is incredible.
So they would drop the prices on their legal side, make sure that bodies just kept filing in, give ashes. I mean, sometimes the families would check off on allowing the bodies to be used for that reason.
Right.
But a lot of times they didn't, and they always used the bodies
anyway.
That's
incredible, man. Yeah. And yeah. That's something, and I guess we'll never probably get an answer to it. Like, what would a hand get me? What would a lung get me?
I'm sure you could look that up. There's got to be prices from like people who dealt in the black market.
We can review. Yeah, maybe sure. You'd probably have to look that up on the dark web. I don't know. But like, will a white guy's hand get me more or less money than a Filipino's hand?
I'm going to guess yes.
What, how much will a Filipinus get me?
How big are we talking?
$5
foot long.
Oh my goodness. Manny Pacquiao. Holy shit.
All right. That guy can fight. Please don't.
He's a congressman now.
Oh, interesting. And that was the news.
Bam.
Excuse me. That was... Wow,
Oh, wait. Actually, you know what? I have something to add into the news.
That was today's news of the week.
I would like to just give a quick little update on my everybody signing that petition for Nick's marriage. We're four signatures strong. Mm-hmm. We're almost where we need to be. Everybody, let's give a nice final push. And we're going to get into this wedding as a minister, the sinister minister, where we're not wanted. So thank you guys so much. Please, and that is the news.
Please stop saying we. I want no part of these plans of yours. I love them, and I don't want any part of your nefarious, sinister minister plans.
No, I love them too, and I want them to have exactly what they want. I want it's the most important day of their life, but they're going to do what I say. So Tyler, let's go ahead. Let's take a little break. Let's come back. I'm going to do my segment. We're almost kind of towards the end here, and we are going to put it in your ear.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys.
Hey, how are y'all doing over there?
Nobody knows who wants it.
Well,
you hate.
What's with the splish splash and the moosh moosh?
Those guys you hate.
And welcome back. Thank
ooh,
you.
Ooh.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for your patience. Now, Ryan, before we get into whatever cockamamie idea you have going on.
Coachella
was the word
that we figured it out.
I bet you, I bet you 75%. That is a real percentage.
Made up stat.
75% of the people that listen to this are going to be screaming.
They're just yelling
Coachella at their radio.
I'm like, oh, you know where you go see Beyonce and you have your crown of flowers? Coachella, you idiot!
God, these guys are so stupid.
Well, listen, everybody has that moment where they just can't remember that word that they're looking for. Lucky you're not on the radio.
Yeah.
Because it's very embarrassing.
That's every other word for me.
Hopefully nobody's taping it.
Now, welcome back. But now, Ryan, I want to show you a photo, and I want you to describe...
Can I stop you?
Yeah, sure.
Is this going to be a thing, dude?
I promise it's not.
I don't want this to be part of the show.
Ryan has such an issue with seeing anything gory, anything, even hearing about it.
I do.
Really ruins him.
But you know what's weird? I can look at all the serial killer stuff.
Yep.
Isn't that weird?
Yep.
I can read about it. I don't want to see it.
You're a trophy hunter.
Yeah. And a trophy wife.
One of those things.
I used to be.
So I'm going to show you a photo, and I want you to describe to the audience what it is that you see. Can you do that for me?
I am going to do my very best.
All right.
This is this from that documentary we were watching last night?
No.
It is...
the documentary that he's referring to is that Tiger Lord on Netflix.
Tiger King.
Tiger King.
Is that a play on Lion King? I was thinking about that today.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I wouldn't even consider that. Yeah, anyway, describe the photo.
Are those... what I'm thinking is those are three panthers,
those
right?
Those are mountain lions.
Golden panther. Is there a difference between a mountain lion, a panther, and a puma?
I am not a zoologist.
We can review.
No idea. That, what you're looking at, you did a terrible job of describing.
Well, you wouldn't shut the fuck up.
You are just such a piece of garbage.
I have I Believe stuck in my head. I cannot get over it.
All right, so the photo that I showed him is actually Colorado as well. We're talking about Colorado again. this is a family of mountain lions,
right,
or whatever they have,
puma
over there.
Bobcat?
Just walking through the neighborhood because there is no human interaction anymore.
Oh wow.
This is in the middle of what's a Boulder, Colorado.
Hmm.
In a neighborhood and it's just
the Panthers are feeling bolder. All right. I needed one.
That was pretty
this
good.
Table's big. It's hard to get a high five off.
Once we get our new and final desk in, it'll be much easier to high five each other across.
You guys are going to be able to see that on YouTube.
So yeah, we are actually seeing, and obviously it won't get to the point that we see in like I Am Legend and every other apocalyptic.
He was blind.
Post-apocalyptic. That was Book of Eli.
Damn it. That's unfortunate. How come every black actor has to be the same, Tyler?
They're not. One's blind and one isn't.
All right.
Both badasses, though. What I was going to say is that we are seeing the beginning of nature taking back the earth.
That's like what I was talking about with the earth. I actually looked up the earth regenerating itself. Mm-hmm. I wanted to find some stats. I don't know if it's too soon or I don't know how to work the Google.
Look at the ozone layer. There was a report that I read done about how the ozone layer is actually grown in the last 20 years.
Well, and I'm in the last 20 years?
20 years, yeah.
I thought we were talking about everybody shutting down because, you're saying lack of human interaction just having nothing to do with coronavirus.
No. What you're referring to is...
I'm talking about the Panthers.
Oh, the Panthers. Yeah. This is because of coronavirus.
Okay.
This is somebody has taken the photo out of their, what looks, seems to be a bay window.
It's like a porch. They're looking out there, like off their porch.
No, they're inside. You don't want to be standing on your porch when...
Listen, I saw that documentary last night. You could pet them, you could touch them, you get your arm bitten off, you're back to work in 5 days.
If there are any kids listening to this, do not pet wild animals.
Have you ever seen a Disney movie? Animals are so nice, and they'll probably tell you a funny little joke.
And they speak English.
Put our service to the test.
We are above the rest.
Yeah.
So this is a person who has taken a photo of a family of mountain lions out their front bay window while everybody, they have a remain inside order, whatever it's called. I don't know.
I think that's the actual legal term, a remain inside order.
So it's really cool, and we're seeing like nature in all forms kind of.
I keep coming back.
Come back.
To saying, what if there's some sort of. I mean, I think that we all have to acknowledge the idea that there is something bigger than us.
We don't have to.
Well, we're not. Dude, wouldn't you agree that this is a humbling for the world?
No, it's all coincidence.
This is a humbling for the world. Here in America, hey, this could never happen to us. This isn't that kind of... We laughed. It was a monologue on Jimmy Kimmel. And now look at us, man.
It's very much like 9/11, where this thing happens. Uh-oh. This thing.
I think we're going into some dark territory. What?
No, not at all. This thing that happens where like when terrorist attacks happen, that's over there. Yep. That's not here.
We don't fight on our soil.
We don't have to worry about that. And then boom, this airplane hits. And it's a shock. It's a punch to the national gut of just like, holy shit, no, man.
The international gut. That was felt around the world.
Oh, and specifically in terms of what you said, a realization on our part of specifically the United States.
Yeah. And within 2 months of that, I was in Germany with blue hair wearing camouflage pants in a very stupid move. I got to tell you, I look back on that and I'm like, oh my goodness.
Oh, he did make it seem very professional. And that is a story that we will tell on a future episode, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And something else, just to finish off what you were talking about the COVID-19 is... I heard somebody say on a different podcast that I thought was very interesting. What if this goes on for a period of time? Do you think that, let's say 5 months, 6 months, 7 months go on, that it will change the societal handshaking norm?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, isn't that so crazy that we're living through something right now, much like 9/11 or Columbine? Because I know there's been a million school shootings, but to me, Columbine is when you flip that switch.
Absolutely.
And you're like, this world is different. Schools are dangerous.
Well, people saw what a reaction it was, the way the news glorified that whole shit.
Well, you know what?
Now you have people trying to repeat it.
I was obsessed with Columbine when it
Everybody
happened.
Everybody was.
I went out and bought all the papers. I read everything there was.
Yeah, man, of course.
And then I had a kid, and I don't ever read that shit anymore.
No.
I don't ever
read
that.
And how old were you when it happened? What was that, 97, 96?
I think I was in high school, yeah.
And I'm 6 years younger than you, so I was a kid. I didn't even know
what
was
going
on.
Yeah, you were in like elementary school,
probably. I didn't know what was going on.
No, and dude, they had, I remember in the Herald, you'd pull it out and they had every picture of every kid who died in a kind of breakdown of how it went. I was in, you know, as somebody who loves serial killers and it was interested in that kind of stuff. I'd never seen anything like it. And then all of a sudden it started picking up pace. Do you think, and I know we're way off, we gotta pull
it
back.
Keep going now. Fuck the audience.
Do you think, yeah, you guys, you're going to fucking sit there and you're going to take it. So do you think that we've seen an uptick in the school shooters because all of the cameras that everybody has in their pocket and the CCTVs have shut down being a serial killer? You can't be a serial killer anymore. You got to be a spree killer because too hard to keep going.
Well, yeah, it's hard for me to imagine that we're going to see another John Wayne Gacy or another Green River Killer or another, you know, the technology has gotten so advanced.
The net is too tight.
A Big Brother is there. Dude. Everywhere you go.
You know what's funny about Big Brother is unlike Orwellian, you know, unlike the George Orwell book, when they forcibly put the screens and the video cameras in your house, we're paying for them.
Correct.
Yeah, we're doing it to ourselves.
Correct.
They stylized it so much that even a brilliant author couldn't think about how insidious it would be.
I personally had an Alexa for a long time, and I unplugged that thing like 7 months ago.
It doesn't matter because your phone can hear you too, brother. I know. And you know what? I'll never have an Alexa and whatever. There's one over at mom's house. That thing is incredibly convenient.
Yeah.
It is incredibly convenient. And I got to tell you, it's not like set a timer. The questions that you can ask it that it gets not just information back, but information that you're actually looking for.
It just goes through
incredible.
Power of Google or whatever.
I will never do that because I have a good friend of mine, you know, Ant. He was in here, Passive Aggressive Anthony. He hit me with the other week, if you're not hiding anything, what do you need privacy for?
Maybe if I want to get naked, maybe if I want to learn a new dance, maybe if I just want some alone time, bro, and some privacy.
The idea, when we get beyond privacy, people don't understand the downfall of that. That's the end of being a human.
Well, but that's how it goes, is you can't pull all the rights away at once. You slowly take it away.
Almost like what's been going on over the last 50 years.
Pretty much.
Yep. Patriot Act. Now staying exactly where we are, because this is so funny, I want to talk about something that maybe we could stretch out for another couple of shows,
but it obviously has to do with what we were just talking about.
It is
right?
Exactly in the same vein. It's weird that we're talking about it, cause I have it written down here on my iPad.
Man, that's so weird.
Yeah. What is the best animated Pixar/Disney movie? Don't answer. Here's what I think. And I don't have any answers written down here. I think you and I should come up with our top five over the next 5 weeks. Hash it out. Give one each week and we could fight it out.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, that's
not
good.
Not make a big thing
so
out of
five
it.
5-1.
I'm just 5-1. Next
week. Do we
know
how to do anything anyway other than make a big deal out of it? Let's make a big deal out of
it. Just do what I say. No, I don't want to make like stretch it out into a big long thing, but what I am saying is I think that's interesting. That's a lot of movies to choose from.
Wait, but you're saying specifically Disney Pixar?
I'm just picking a genre or
animated movie. Genre is animated movie, but you said Disney or Pixar.
When I say Disney Pixar, that's a very specific type of animation. So you can't pick Aladdin. Because
you said Disney,
but I'm saying a Disney, that 3D animation, the new school animation, Cloudy with the Chance of Meatballs, Tangled, that kind of animation.
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse?
Because
that was Sony.
That's a superhero movie. I'm talking about a Disney Pixar movie.
Incredibles?
A Bug's Life. Incredibles. Why are you doing this
superhero
right now?
Superhero movie.
Why? You painted me into quite the corner. It was Incredibles. You understand what I'm saying? And then
I don't. You're all over the place.
Well, then you're just a stupid, dumb idiot.
Also true.
Yes. Towards the end of these shows, I get mean, man.
You are a very mean person when you've had a shot of tequila.
Don't admit that. No, but what I'm saying is, I just want to try this out, and this is something that I think people have a lot of opinions on. So,
no, I'm fine with it.
If this works, then we can move on to other genres. The
serial
the,
killers.
The five best Marvel movies.
Five serial best killers.
Right. But here's the thing. Every week that we do it, because it's such like a This is something that anybody could come up with. It's not like, judge not a man by whether or not he picks his nose, judge him by what he does immediately afterwards. This is, anybody could come up with this, so we should just do it fast.
Okay, but how, okay, fine. I got a brand new topic. Nobody's ever done it. 5 serial killers I most want to emulate.
Okay, that's kind of a different show. I think that you're going for a different show.
Which one?
Those guys that ate your face.
Okay, it's got a nice ring.
Okay,
to it.
Well, we may do an offshoot kind of podcast here next week if you want to do it. Maybe this is a lame topic. I don't know. I don't have a lot of confidence in this. I just thought of it today,
dude. I could talk animated movies with you until the end of time,
until the cows come home. But what I was saying is, and I think that people who listen, I don't care who the fuck you are, you have an opinion on that topic.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. So
is there anybody who does not like animated movies other than the people who are too insecure to watch them?
Are there people? I didn't know there were people who are too insecure to watch them.
Well, think of somebody that we are very close to.
Uh-oh.
Who we referenced Tangled, and they were like, you guys watch that? And I'm like, dude, if you have not seen the animated movie Tangled, you need to go fucking watch that.
Tangled is probably in my top 5.
Absolutely.
If we're doing characters, Flynn Rider is definitely in my top 5.
Or the horse. That horse was hilarious.
That horse in the chameleon.
The chameleon was good.
Yeah. The chameleon
was good. You have to have an animal companion. You got Abu from Aladdin.
What is his name?
Isn't it ABU? Abu? Or is it Abu?
Abu. Yeah.
Abu.
Oh, yeah.
Abu.
There's actually an equation to all of this stuff. If you can look it up, we can review. Maybe we could find it. There, your mom has to die. You're like a woman.
Or turn into a bear on Brave's part.
Yeah, you lost me. You lost me there, Brave. When the mom turned into a bear, I'm like, I'm fucking out of here.
Spoiler alert.
I got there. Oh, shit. I got through all the brogue, like Irish and all that.
The first half was great.
Yes. Those three little kids were a bit obnoxious. So
spoken like a real father.
Next week, we'll get into this. We'll see if we can find that equation for your parents have to be gone. Mm-hmm. You have to, there's a certain thing that makes up a Disney movie, or like 90% of them or something.
Well, it's
like
the same thing with Seth MacFarlane shows. You have to have the family. You have to have
the wacky animal sidekick.
Absolutely.
Yeah, a bunch of those things. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go ahead. Let's get into my segment, and I'm going to try out a little something, okay? On last week's show, I proved to you guys that I wasn't a punk bitch.
Okay, how did you prove that?
Okay, because here's what's going on. All these podcasts, all these YouTubers, for the first time, I started doing yoga by myself with an iPad.
Well, you got to find ways to pass the time.
Right. Yeah. So I took a 30-day course. And what I found is, and I wasn't going to tell you this, because who knows who's going to listen to this, but I've had 2 drinks.
To the people in the future, we have to stay indoors because of a virus that's spreading.
Right. This is the thing that wiped us out. If you're hearing this, shooting out into another planet, we got killed.
This is probably being played in an alien history class somewhere.
Right. Yeah. We were all killed by the virus, gonorrhea, mm-hmm. or at least I am. So... my yoga teacher, I found out by watching this woman, yogawithadrian.com or YouTube or whatever the deal
yoga
is.
Yogawithadrian.com.
She's awesome, actually. Hmm. Really, really awesome.
I just like the name.
She has a 30-day course. Good looking woman. Awesome. The way that she rolls through it is pretty incredible.
She's professional.
My yoga teacher, I think, stole a bunch of shit from her. The way that she talks and all that stuff, my yoga teacher has been saying, I thought it was original to her.
But I think that there's a certain vernacular that is within the yoga community.
No, I mean saying it exactly the same way. Because I've been to a bunch of different yoga teachers, so I know that people do it differently. Hmm. But...
Well, if this woman is as good as you say, why not? You know? I mean, if it works for a national audience, why not steal it for your school audience?
You know what I love about her is she doesn't make it too serious. That's the deal.
Online or the live?
Both. Oh, both. Okay, yeah. The reason that I'm drawn to my yoga teacher is because it's not this mystical, we're in a sanctuary, everybody, blah, blah, blah. It's friggin', we're exercising and there's some spirituality to it, but why does spirituality have to be weird?
Back in the day, like a couple years ago, I actually used to be into yoga.
Before I got into it, you were doing it.
Before fatness. And, yeah. And
you should come to yoga with me, man.
Sure.
That's a no.
I was doing yoga and it was very much the same where the main guy that I went to go see who taught us, he would always say, hey, man, this is your practice. You can sit down, you can chill when you're tired, you just relax. I don't like, in regards to anything, forget just yoga, in regards to anything, I don't like a very rigorous schedule, you know, unless it comes to very particular things.
Our personalities, we're attracted to people who don't take things too seriously. And I think that's what we want to do here is talk about a lot of things without making it too intense. We could have fun and still, you know, I brought up some heavy things on this show. Now's a good time for me to tell you, I got Corona.
Was that a fat joke?
I got that Rona, dog.
Heavy things on this show?
Heavy things on this show. So,
fat people unite!
What this woman does, yogawithadrian.com, go check her out. She incorporates her dog. Her dog is part of it.
Oh, you told me about it.
Right. My Favorite Murder, a podcast. It's all the woman's cats. They've moved into their own studio, but at the very beginning, their cats were part of the show.
In terms of what? Just making noise in the background?
At the very end, she would say, Elvis, you want a cookie? And the cat goes, meow.
Oh, okay.
That's how they would sign off.
We need to get a dog.
Which was cool.
I'm just saying. A Great Dane.
How are we
going to
make a dog
here?
Meow?
You could teach it. Dog is
Bro, smart. We're still working on getting your room up to date. We're bringing in a new thing. Mina Kimes' podcast with Lenny.
Okay.
Okay, so what they're doing is they're manipulating you. They're like, look, I'm an animal person too. Look, we're the same.
It's the same thing as the dating profiles, man.
You're exactly right. Take those pictures with those tigers. 70% of the American population has pets.
Yes. I thought you said it was 67%.
I rounded up. And what I'm telling you...
I don't think that's how percentages work.
...is I ain't no punk bitch. I ain't gonna pretend to fucking like animals because... It's going to get more fucking ears.
You've owned dogs before.
And it was rough. But I made it through. Damn. Now, I got most of my information from a Vox article.
Oh, what?
Vox?
Vox.
Vox. I'm so sorry. I don't understand things. By Dylan Matthews. And what I plan to do here, much like last week, when I took down those goldfish, I took down those dogs, I took down those kitty cats, I took down that hamster that'll kill you. Mm. I plan on letting you know the truth about some other animals while proving to you that you can come to me. I'm going to be real. I'm going to be fucking real. I'm going to be your guide through this whole thing. Listen to my voice. Hold my hand.
You made people terrified of their own pets last week.
Tyler, did you know that dolphins were the Louis C.K. of the ocean?
They like to masturbate in front of other fish that don't want them to?
Into a potted plant of kelp.
No, that was Harvey Weinstein.
Gangs of male dolphins isolate a female, slap her around with their tails, and then forcibly copulate with her for weeks.
That's Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, that is still yeah.
That's not Louis C.K.
Now, dolphins.
Huge mistake.
Everybody, did he jack off into the plant?
No.
That was Harvey Weinstein. You're
Harvey
right about
Weinstein.
That.
Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Louis C.K. would just invite girls back to his apartment or his hotel and then masturbate in front of them.
Just without mentioning anything.
Well, he would ask and thinking he was joking, they would laugh and then he would whip his penis out and then shovel away.
What do you think that the psychology behind that is?
Power. Anytime you're forcing others to do something that they don't want to do is, I would imagine, about power.
So he doesn't want them to want it?
I would assume so, of course.
So you don't think there's any part of his brain that's like, maybe she'll get into this? I remember I probably shouldn't say it.
Wait, what? What's that?
That's where the gold of the show is.
Of course, there's definitely a sadistic urge behind it in terms of just like, oh, maybe if I do this enough, she'll get into it. Of course. But I think that is just a symptom of the need for control.
Yeah. So it's kind of your subconscious making you think that.
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, if I Lord knows how many times I've been sprawled out waiting for that maid to get in there.
I always have to leave a do not disturb sign on your door because I just know what's waiting for them. Inside.
It's something about those yellow gloves. Oh my God.
You feel good about that?
I get this thing spick and span. So now everybody loves dolphins. Dolphins are the best. You pay money to go swimming with them. They're such a good time.
Very smart.
Do you want to leave the dolphins? I'm sorry. I didn't do that on purpose. Gangs. Let me tell you the truth about the dolphins though. Here's the problem with the dolphins. Gangs of male dolphins isolate a female, slap her around with their tails, and then forcibly copulate with her for weeks.
They rape her.
They rape her. Forcibly copulate.
Yeah,
that's
stop, rape. Stop, yeah, stop buttering up the description, all right? Stop pandering to men, okay? No pandering to men.
I'm not pandering to men.
Raped her, Ryan.
I'm pandering to dolphins.
Oh.
Now, dolphins also use other less romantic tactics to persuade a female to mate with them. You know when a female lion, which is a female dolphin, nurses its cubs, for more than a year, it will stop having sex. So in other words, I said that as poorly as I possibly could.
Yeah.
It nurses its cubs for more than a year, and during this time, it will not breed.
Okay.
Breed means bow chicky wow wow. That means the sex.
Breed means rape.
Right. Put it right in my blowhole. No. There are times that dolphins have sex when they want to.
Please don't answer that question as if it's totally normal.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Honestly, being around you is totally just clouded how real conversation works.
You were supposed to be shocked.
I don't. So since the female dolphins won't breed, the male's response to that is to kill the cubs.
Yeah. Very, and you're saying dolphins do that?
Actually, they're calves. They're man, I'm sorry.
I was going to say.
They're calves.
Like, I was like, man.
I'm so sorry.
No, but dolphins will do that?
Dolphins will kill the calves so that their body now not giving out that milk or whatever the deal is.
That's now so goes back.
Right, because if you're breastfeeding as a human and the baby stops breastfeeding.
Go on.
Oh, God, stop. your body will then return back to normal. If it's not being used, it returns back to regular.
I
can't look at your face.
I'm acknowledging this in real time. I just realized that I said that comment immediately after you said the child will stop to get the child.
I don't want to look at you anymore.
Anyway.
So now, and finally.
But the reason why I find that so interesting is because you see that type of behavior in zebras and lions.
Yeah.
And it's animal behavior. But you know what? And I know this is just ignorance on my part.
And we're just animals.
Again, I'm not a zoologist, but you know.
Stop saying that. Nobody thinks you're a fucking zoologist.
Other zoologists do.
Oh, other? God damn it. He's impersonating a zoologist again. The FBI warned about this.
But it's just not something that I would associate with marine life. You know, that to hear that a something that swims in water is shocking to me.
But you know what the thing is? Aren't dolphins the second smartest, or is it elephants? Or is it chimpanzee?
I'm not sure. It's apes, elephants, and dolphins.
What about whales?
Are up there. I don't know about whales. Big hearts. Literally.
Liberals. So they
bleeding whale heart liberals.
But here's the deal. Dolphins are definitely in the top five week in review of smartest animals on the planet.
Oh, I would bet that is true.
And they're monsters. They're monsters. Let me tell you one final thing about dolphins. Dolphins are known to brutalize baby porpoises. Okay. Not a big fact by itself. Here is the weird thing about that. They don't eat the porpoises. The porpoises are not rivals for resources, and porpoises do not antagonize them at all. Dolphins are just assholes.
Yeah, they're bullies.
And there's videos of them slapping them into the air and breaking their backs.
Yeah.
And the first time I wrote this article, I added another 7 paragraphs of just terrible, unimportant shit. Let me tell you about another animal before I blow up in your face. Ducks.
God damn it.
We have talked about how much we hate ducks.
Session zero, we did it.
Now, not as much on session zero. We also talked about how much we don't hate ducks as much as we hate koalas. We fucking hate koalas.
Nope, ducks are my second least favorite animal. Koalas are not even in my top 10.
You hate koalas because koalas are the dumbest mammal. Anyway, I don't want to get into that, okay? Now, ducks. Ducks are pieces of shit.
Yeah.
Up to 40% of sex between wild mallards is forced. Up to 40% of duck sex is rape.
That's a lot of rape.
That's a shitload of rape.
That's a lot of duck rape.
Now, when a female duck's mate is absent, other males will casually walk over to the female and proceed to mount her without pausing. Mm. Okay? Now, up to 3 males, researchers have been monitoring this, and now up to 3 males were seen piling one on top of another, attempting to rape a female duck in groups of 20 or more, with all of them, they're spectators to this. The ducks will come and watch the female being forcibly copulated, as this guy said much better.
What else do they have going on?
I guess there has to be something pretty impressive to stop you from going to a writhing, undulating duck fuck.
I mean, if there is a rape orgy going on and I'm a duck.
Okay, can I? Okay, thank you for adding that.
Yes, I'm a duck. Mm-hmm. What else am I just going to sit here and float?
Put it on my bill.
You're a real asshole.
I'm sorry. It's whenever we talk about animals is when the puns really get flying. And why
they,
is that?
They make me sick.
Yeah, nobody likes them.
No,
nobody. And I think that makes me want to tell them more.
You don't say.
Now, female ducks can resist forcible copulation by hiding for hours or undertaking long flights to go nowhere to avoid the forced sex, but that doesn't always work. You got to stop at some point, and you can't just go land out in the field somewhere because you will be predated upon. But just like in high school, the fallout for a gangbang can be severe.
What was your high school experience like?
I honestly thought that the whole football team loved me.
Less grease, more banging.
Huh? Why was the coach there?
Just please continue on with the ducks.
I certainly shall. Females lose their social partner and the direct benefits that he provides, which is like feeding, territory defenses, protection, and parental care, because they were forcibly copulated with rape.
So the male will leave the female if she has been raped.
And you would assume, knowing that when they leave, because it happens 40% of the time, that this is a real possibility.
So like some humans, basically.
Just like in high school.
A lot, again, weird high school situation, but
I was homeschooled.
In different parts. I'm just going to breeze right by that.
How could you? I'm going to bring it up again. I need to talk to somebody about this.
Sorry, it's not me.
You were there.
In certain parts of the world, that kind of shit is happening, where if you get raped, your husband will disown you.
I would say that would happen in a lot of places. You know what? I think, and man, no week in review.
No.
I think it would be really hard. I think you would hit some real turbulence in your relationship after something like that, because I think if you have any sort of insecurities at all, it could kind of trigger something.
For sure. I think you could grow to resent somebody.
I mean, the other person, not the person raped.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
You could grow to resent them because resentment just can come from something that is not the person's fault in any way.
I you know what? I definitely will not go any further than this. I've experienced something like this where you resent somebody for something that wasn't totally their fault, but you can't.
Oh, that can happen on such a personal level.
You gotta be a bit.
It doesn't have to be as extreme as the discussion we're having.
Yeah.
It could simply be somebody doing an action that you don't want to bring up to them because you're scared of the conversation. But as you let it continue, it builds and builds and builds to the point where you just explode.
Yeah, but that's a different thing, because that's a person's behavior, though. That's like...
Much like duck rape.
All right. So they lose all these different things by losing their partner, the male duck.
Yeah.
And
they're
now,
fucked figuratively and physically.
So evolution, in a weird thing, much like this coronavirus that we're talking about, evolution has basically... They've evolved in a way to rectify this situation.
Okay.
They take it in the butt. That's not true. Female ducks have evolved the ability to stop the sperm of their rapists from fertilizing their eggs.
Okay.
The way that they do that is because ducks have a corkscrew-like penis that springs out when needed.
Mm-hmm.
And the deal is, the duck's penis can be over a foot long. Ducks are not over a foot long.
Nope.
Yeah, no, they're not.
Well, so, I mean, some can be. Nope. What is that? It's a bait. Oh my God.
Look
Why
at that.
Is he measuring it with a, what?
It looks like he just wants to touch it. I'm showing him a Jeff of a duck.
I'm not even arguing with you there.
It's you know what kind of duck this is? A Muscovy duck.
It's floppy and it's curved and it's,
it kind of looks like spaghetti. It looks like a spaghetti that has been like, it's right. Ducks' penises are disgusting. Please Google it.
Yes.
Please
Google it. Google this. Duck penis.
All right. So, duck penises are coiled counterclockwise. Female ducks have evolved vaginas that are coiled clockwise so that they can stop the sperm from their rapists.
So cool.
They are literal anti-screw devices. And that is my second assault on the animals.
Well, I did not think that I was going to be ending this episode
with a boner.
It's just so great how we can finish each other's sentences.
Sandwiches. That was great, man.
That was a lot of fun. It was very enjoyable.
We started off tight, man. We were just talking when we took our little break and a shot of tequila. We talked about, man, we're tight right now. And please, you guys, work through this with us because we're going to get our feet wet. We're going to keep marching forward.
I promise it'll get better.
It will get better. We're going to keep evolving, and we hope that you guys are there with us. We love you very, very much. Tyler, let me ask you a motherfudging question.
Mm.
Oh, man, I keep burping with the beer, man. The beer will get me.
Mm.
What's the moral story?
The moral of the story is stop it with the goddamn incest porn. God is upset with you already. Stop challenging him.
So you're admitting there's a God?
It's just such a figurative sense.
Like Pillsbury Doughboy.
What?
Pillsbury Doughboy.
What about him?
He's he like Santa Claus. He's not real.
Whoa!
But, oh.
Kids! I'm so sorry for that.
If you're letting your kids hang in there through duck penises, you don't deserve to have Santa Claus.
Duck rape, I think, is the word.
Duck rape.
Yeah. Duck penis isn't as bad.
But,
No, the moral of the story is...
I believe in God. I was just kidding. I do not believe in what this heathen likes.
Sure. I mean, the moral of the story, I would say... Yeah, I would say.
You don't have anything, do you?
Be aware.
Okay.
Be aware. Moral
I'll
of the story,
follow this down the hole.
Be aware
of.
But don't. Excuse me. I don't need it.
I'm trying to help you out.
Don't need it.
I'm
don't
an interviewer. It. I'm don't trying need to it. Bring it out of you.
You're not an interviewer. You've never interviewed
I'm like
anyone.
A snake charmer.
You think that's how people snake charm?
Take off your pants and jacket.
I would say be aware, but do not give in to the fear. Be aware the coronavirus is happening. There's lots of crazy shit going on in the world right now. One of the news stories that I did not get to is the U.S. Government is trying to end end-to-end encryption. So they're trying to take away our ability of privacy,
yeah.
More of what we're talking about, yeah. While this whole coronavirus is going on.
When these things happen, this is when people make moves to take away small liberties.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely be aware of that shit.
Definitely.
Definitely.
So definitely be aware and just please look out for
I
each
like
other
that.
And be kind. Please be kind.
Yeah, that is pretty good.
Ryan, what is the moral of the story?
Man. You know what, I would say kind of springboarding off of what you're talking about. You say be aware, but you and I have taken in very little information while all this is going on. In so many people's houses, the news is running 24 hours a day, and it's kind of, you know, you're paying attention to this thing to where it paralyzes you. You know what I mean?
In no way am I saying, by saying be aware, am I saying you need to be watching the news 24/7?
No.
As a matter of fact, quite the opposite. What I mean by
you said be aware, but don't be...
panicked.
Yeah.
Don't panic.
I thought you said it well.
Be aware as in just be aware of your surroundings and don't, like I said, do not give into the panic.
Yeah.
There's no need for that.
But you know what? I will say the moral of the story is I understand the people who feel that panic because like I said earlier, our paradigm has been challenged and now it comes down to what we're going to do about it. You know what I mean?
Die.
Moving forward, everything is going to be different.
Because we'll be dead.
But yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Worm food. Mm. But that is not the moral of the story. The moral of the story is, I want to touch a duck penis. I want to touch a duck penis.
That is your moral of
That's
the story?
That's the moral. It just, I understand, not in a sexual sense, but it looks like it's in between a solid and a liquid and a gas. And I want to check it out.
A non-Newtonian fluid?
A non-Newtonian fluid. With the Brownian motion and the back and forth. And I want to check it out. Maybe I get my hands on one of them and I'll turn it into a little necklace. Maybe we can auction it off on the show.
And ending with duck penises auctioned off on the show, we are those guys you hate.
Be kind or we'll kill you. Thank you. I believe in miracles and bacon with my breakfast. Unicorns and puppy dogs in a Lone Star State of Texas. I believe in you and me and a love you can't disparage. What I don't believe in is interracial marriage. No, I don't believe in interracial marriage. No, I don't believe in interracial marriage. You shouldn't believe in interracial marriage. It is against God. I'm talking about interracial marriage.